Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. And this month, as we celebrate Black history, we're doing something a little different. Today, we're diving into the heart of Black expression, the power of poetry. We'll be exploring works that speak to the resilience, the struggle, the triumph, and the unwavering spirit of Black people throughout history. This isn't just a history lesson, it's a journey into the soul. Poetry has always been a powerful tool for Black voices. It's a way to express joy, pain, hope, and resistance. It's a way to reclaim narratives and to speak truth to power. Today, we'll be sharing a selection of poems, some are perhaps new to you, that captures the essence of Black history and the enduring fight for equality and justice. Let's get into it. First poem is very special to me. It was written by my mother, so, you know, it runs in the family. It's titled Sitting Pretty. Let's get into it. Get out your feelings. Embrace healing. Intentionally love yourself. Purposely love others. Be authentic. Let your confidence lead you. Walk in your purpose. Be true to yourself. And keep your emotions in check. Always demand respect. Change your perception of your life. Elevate, celebrate. It's a time for a new you. Embark on your journey. That's right, sitting pretty. I hope you guys like that poem. It's by my beautiful, lovely mother. In case you all didn't know, I have a book of inspirational poetry titled Rise Up, available at Barnes & Noble. So if you haven't heard my poem, here's your chance. Rise up. Rise up. You are greater than the negativity. Rise up. You got the victory. Rise up. Hold your head up high. Rise up. You shall succeed. All you have to do is try. Rise up. There's a winner in you. Keep on believing. Never give up. You won't be defeated. Rise up to the occasion. Stand firm in your beliefs. You are amazing. If only you could see. Rise up into a new beginning. Rise up. You got the victory. Rise up. They can't hold you down. Rise up. Book of poetry. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So this poem is very special to me. And it's just, I wrote it to inspire others to rise up out of your circumstances. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You have the moment, you have the momentum, you have the ability to rise up out of any situation that you've ever gone through and emerge greater than before. So if you enjoyed that poem, Rise Up, I have another one for you titled, I Am Here. I am here where the earth meets the sky, rooted in truth, yet reaching high. Through storms that rage and trials that burned, to this moment, this place, I have definitely earned. I am here unbroken, I am alive. Through the darkest nights, I still strive. Each scar a map of the roads I've crossed, each step reclaimed from what seemed lost. I am here. A voice in the fray, a beacon of hope in the shadowed day, where courage fears and a spirit wide. I face the world, I will not hide. I am here and I will remain. Through joy, through sorrow, through pleasure, through pain. A testament to the strength I've shown to build, to grow, to stand alone. I am here and this is my time to sing my song, to write my rhyme. Unyielding, unshaken, my truth is clear. I have arrived and I am here. I am here and it's my time to shine. That's right, I am here. I wrote I am here. It's simply to acknowledge and recognize who you are through all of the things that you've gone through. You're here, you're still standing. Can't break you. You're unbreakable. Speaking of that, let's get into this beautiful poem I wrote titled, The Chains Are Broken. That's right, the chains are broken. You are the first and not the last. Never second best, the chains are broken. Renew your mind, renew your faith. Hold your head up high. Walk gracefully into the new. A new day, new opportunities. The chains are broken. A seat at the table is waiting for you. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. Embrace this new day. You will accomplish all of your wildest dreams. The future is yours if you just believe. You were lost, but now you're found. The chains are broken. Victory is yours. The chains are broken. Forget about your past and press forward into the new. Get rid of those limitations you placed on yourself. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. Thank God the chains are broken. Is there any chain in your life that you want to break? I'm here to tell you. I wrote this poem, The Chains Are Broken, just a reminder of everything that you've gone through. It's the past. The chains are finally broken. Okay, so now I want to take it back. This is one of my favorite poems. Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trot me in the very dirt, but still like dust I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room? Like moons and like suns with the uncertainty of tide. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my hotness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, cause I laugh like I got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise? Did I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. Love this beautiful poem by Maya Angelou. It still inspires me to this day, many, many years after first reading it. I hope you guys are enjoying our poetry jam session. We're going to switch it up a little bit. This poem I wrote is titled, Believe. It's dark out, but you have the light within. Wait for daylight. You'll see clearly. You'll feel pressure. Believe the sun will shine. It's dark in your life. Things will get better in time. Life is tough. Wait for daylight. There's hope. Have courage and stay strong. Believe in something greater. There's something greater. Just believe. Success may seem far away, but believe in the greater power and pray. Believe that everything will go your way. Don't lose hope. Believe there will be a brighter day. Keep pressing on and believe everything will be okay. You can't see clearly, but your breakthrough is on the way. It's dark out, but you have the light within. Let hope and wisdom be your guide and flashlight. Troubled times don't last always. Believe that the sun will shine. Believe there will be a brighter day. Have faith and believe that you have the tools. Everything you need is inside of you. Just simply believe. I wrote that poem to just inspire so many people to believe in something greater, greater than your current situation, greater than your current circumstances. Simply believe. We're going to wrap things up with one more poem out of the Still I Rise Book of Inspirational Poetry. It's titled Undefeated. I've danced with the storms that capture my soul. I face fires that sought to burn my soul. Here I stand, unbowed, complete. Bruised, perhaps, but never broken. Each scar a tale, each wound a token. They speak of battles fierce and long, of nights endured and rising strong. Undefeated is not without pain, but the will to rise again and again, to fall, to falter, yet still believe, to gather the shards and dare to achieve. I've learned that strength is born of strife, and courage the pulse of resilience in life. The world may challenge, but cannot define the fire within. This heart is mine. So bring the trials, the weight of the test. I'll meet them all with my very best. For undefeated is not just to survive, it's to live with purpose. To thrive, to strive. I am the storm, the unyielding tide, and endless flames that will not hide. Through every tempest, my truth is clear. I am undefeated. There is no fear. I am undefeated. I persevere. That's right. I'm undefeated. So if you're dealing with anything in your life, take on those challenges with grace and use them as opportunities to grow. And you too will be undefeated. Words we've heard today, those spoken words, are a testament to the enduring power of the human spirit. They are a reminder of the struggles faced, the battles fought, and the victories won. They are a celebration of Black history, Black culture, and Black excellence. That's right, Black excellence. Black history isn't just about the past. It's about the present and the future. It's about continuing the fight for justice, equality, and liberation for all. It's about amplifying Black voices and celebrating Black stories. So thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me for this special Black History Poetry Session. Let these words resonate with you and let them inspire you to rise up and create a more just and equitable world. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional resources on just motivation, my book, Rise Up, Book of Inspirational Poetry, is available right now for you to purchase at Barnes & Noble. It has so many other great inspirational poetries that will just uplift your soul and just inspire you to be great. It doesn't matter what you're going through, you can persevere. So if you need that level of motivation or just inspiring for this Black History Month, Rise Up by Alicia Eads is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. I'll see you next time.